Boulangerie. We're in Japan.
And we just had a tea ceremony. And we're in Uji.
Ujai.
Not Ojo.
Uji.
After. You hear a little like shh
in the background. What river are we along anyway?
We're Tracy just spoiled it, but we're along a river.
Oh, I thought you were going to say.
I see a sandhill crane. Actually, it's not a sandhill crane, but it is a crane on one leg. Just standing there in the water, and it is an actual real bird.
It doesn't look like it, but it is.
It is.
We're along the Ujaigawa.
That's U-J-I.
Gawa is Japanese for river. Okay. If you didn't know that.
I did not know that.
I just found that out.
Yep, we've been riding the JR trains around today with their
JR rail pass.
For 20,000 yen.
20,000 yen.
2,000 yen, I mean.
Not too bad, I guess, since it got us to
4,000 yen for both of us.
And hopefully it will get us to an onsen later today.
Oh, that sounds good. Or at least a sento.
Sento will work.
Which is super, a Japanese bath.
Super sento.
Onsen is what?
A natural spring bath.
So, we had bad luck yesterday.
Yeah. Let's start with today.
We're
going to
work our way backwards,
order,
as Tracy has suggested.
As starting from this moment right now. We said we're in Ujai, which is the south of Kyoto, only a little bit.
And we're sitting on an island in the middle of the river.
We're on an island in the middle of the Ujaigawa.
Hi. Which is kind of cool.
It's beautiful today.
Yeah, sun's starting to go down.
65 probably today.
Yeah.
It's sunny.
The trees are changing.
We
have foothills around us which are covered with foliage. High foliage season because it's the
fall. Maples are all in bloom and red.
There's like a little dam.
There's
yonder.
Tons of bridges, brilliant vermilion.
Vermilion, we learned, is the color.
That's right.
Hi.
And we just had an authentic Japanese tea ceremony.
Yes.
Hi. At Taihuan.
Taichihan. Tea house.
We didn't know what we were getting ourselves into, but we went anyway.
We took the JR train to Uji and found this place near the river.
That's right.
And it cost
500 yen
each.
Not bad.
And so we go through this little garden, and what do?
We rang the gong. I rung
gong
it too
really
lightly,
hard.
So white gonged it again.
Everybody had turned and looked.
And then a old lady in a kimono came and got us.
And led us through the path to
the large tatanami room.
Height. Which is like a square room that has bamboo flooring.
Mats on
and
it.
The walls
Slice,
are like
soju
lattice.
Screens.
Height.
And we took our shoes off.
And we didn't understand what was going on because we didn't speak
any
Nihongo.
They didn't speak any Engo.
Engo either. It was like Waki Masa.
So we sat in the wrong place, and then she moved us, and then she moved us
again. And then I put my bag down, then she moved us again.
And then we sat on our knees for 20 minutes.
Oh my gosh. My knees hurt when they're done. Not my knees, my ankles.
Height. Mine did too. I sat funny. Anyway, they first brought us, the beginning of the tea ceremony, they bring you a sweet seasonal Japanese pastry.
Yeah, it's kind of gummy-ish.
With a little maple
orange
leaf on top.
Height.
It was very seasonal.
And a little plate.
And
they come and they put the plates right in
they
front of you.
In
There's
front
a line.
Of you. Yes.
In the wicker or in the bamboo. And then
they bow
before
present
you
the food.
Presenting the food. And then they bow to Tracy-san also.
I bowed. I didn't know if I assumed I was supposed to bow.
She told us you were supposed to.
Oh, okay.
And then we started eating it on the floor, and they told us, no, you pick it up and eat it.
Yes.
So that was our first mistake.
Hi.
And after that was done, they come back, and they bow, and they pick up the plate and take it out. And then they have this like little like trap door in the floor that open up, and it's got like
a black kettle in there, boiling water.
And a different Kima-san comes in.
Hi.
And
she brought in her tea tools.
Hi.
And I don't know what she did first, but she got her little wicker brush out.
She has this little brush, and she mixed the potion inside this
little clay pot. The green tea that they use is the highest quality of green tea possible. It's a powdered green tea called matcha.
She showed us at the end.
It's a bright green powder.
Hi.
And it's green tea with a froth. And then they get some hot water with one of those temple pole things.
Yeah, the things that they use to like purify your hands and mouth that they...
At the shrines.
The Shinto shrines.
So she got some hot water.
Yes.
She poured some green... I think the green tea was already... must have been in there. She put it in there. And then she starts stirring her little froth stick.
Yeah.
And that makes the matcha green tea, which has
it's like a little foamy...
has
kind of
green
like,
foam on the top.
It's like foam milk on top of it, like a latte or something.
I had a Coca-Cola matcha out of the vending machine yesterday.
Oh, really?
It wasn't bad. Wait.
So she presented the first one to me, and I tried to videotape some of it, and we were confused, and I thought I was supposed to drink it and wait for
you
to make
yours.
Yeah,
you drank most of it, and I thought so too. But then they said there are two different kinds.
So we were supposed to share,
I guess.
Oh, so well. After that was done, they brought another one over to Tracy-san. Chiritsu-san.
Chiritsu-san. And I drank that puppy. You put your hand on the bottom of it, and you put
your
other
hand
on the
flat.
Side. And you drink it, and you rotate it, and you drink it, and you rotate it. And
oh, really?
Drink it, and you rotate it.
I didn't get the rotation.
That's why I understood it.
They're trying to speak to us in Nihongo, and they're like, what?
We're just like,
Wakimasen? Wakimas? I don't know if they say the N on the end of things or not. I still haven't figured it out. I think so, no. I think so, no.
Anyway.
Hi.
By the end of it, they took our stuff away.
They took the stuff and they
left.
They
didn't say anything to us, so
we're left alone. We were sitting there for like 5 minutes. And then they peeked their heads out the door and they're like, they're still here.
And they
started laughing. And I'm like, did we leave? So we didn't leave. We sat there and waited. They still didn't leave. And we're like, So eventually I got up and I went over and I'm like, Watashi wa... I don't remember the word.
I don't know what you said. I said Ichiwan or something. Hasen, Hisen. To exit, regardless.
Yeah. Whoa, oh, do we? I said Watashi wa Maki, which was like, do I wait? Watashi wa Machika.
Hi.
That's what I said.
And then she came out and showed us some more stuff that the samurais used. We didn't know what she was talking about.
Yeah.
It's like samurai.
She offered us to smoke the stuff.
Oh,
it was like
smoking,
incense.
That's what it was. Oh, it was incense. Yeah, that's what it was.
And we're like, no.
No.
And then
we're just all confused.
They showed us the tea, and then they left, and then we were like, we should have to go. And one of the kimasans helped us out.
Aye.
Kimasan's like a woman, a waitress or something.
Hi.
Where's the kimono?
Kimono.
They all wear kimonos, by the way.
You say kimono.
Hi.
I say kimono. And then we left.
And then we left. I almost screwed up the door.
Yeah, I know. I've pulled those automatic doors a few times.
Oh,
darn
well.
Things.
Okay, and now that's where we are now, so we're moving backwards.
All right, so...
Back in time. Because we concluded the tea ceremony.
Tea ceremony in Ujjayi.
So we did a day trip, a half a day trip
half
this morning.
Half day trip this morning to Nara.
Nara, Japan.
The former capital of Japan.
Maybe like...
During the...
700 AD.
Or what rule was it? I forget. 700 AD, yeah.
I don't know how long it was capital or to what ends, but we went there. It's supposed to be a very scenic old town.
Yeah, it was,
if you like traditional
it was
Japan.
Scenic. I think the most unique part were the 1,200 roaming deer.
Tracy loved the deer. There's all these deer they feed all the time.
And they just wander totally around and they come right up by you. Yeah.
It's like dogs.
They saw off their antlers though, which is kind of sad.
Well, they're dangerous otherwise.
I know, but they're darn as pretty.
I know.
That would have been so cool if they held antlers.
Hype.
Oh, well.
So, and then they get people to walk around with big bags of lettuce and throw them out to the deer to feed them. To keep them domesticated.
Hype.
It's a big tourist thing, I'm sure.
Sure. And they feed them cookies or something.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they don't know how to feed for themselves and they just start dying off.
Probably.
Tracy was afraid of deer ticks.
Well, they don't have their antlers to fight. Yeah, they didn't say anything about deer ticks, but I couldn't read any of the Japanese signs.
All right, so we walked like 2 miles.
2 miles,
on a straight path.
Up
all
to
the way up
to
shrine. The
World
Hell
UNESCO.
Lanners.
UNESCO Heritage
Sites.
Yeah,
these
site.
Are all like World UNESCO Heritage Sites, but I was like, what?
The ones we saw in Kyoto were much better.
This is comparatively these are.
I don't understand the significance of these things, but.
Yeah, they're big and they're old. That's all there is.
They're
to
big
it.
And old. That's
they're old and they have cultural significance because the emperor was here for a while.
Right.
Anyways, this town almost died in depression because every time there was a new emperor, the emperor would move to a new city and make the new capital.
Right.
So.
But we saw a little Shinto ceremony where they were playing some funky music.
Was it Shinto or Buddhism?
I thought shrines were for Shinto, but can shrines be for Buddhism?
No, it's probably Shintoism. Okay,
it's
anyways.
It's like a Shinto-Buddhism mix, I think.
There's yeah, like they are mixed, that's true.
There's some kind of mix of it.
The current Shintoism is mixed with Buddhism. We want to do a podcast later about foods and religion.
Yeah, we'll have to save that. Otherwise, it'll get too long.
Yeah, this will go forever. So, just to keep it short. So, we went into this... I don't even remember the name of it.
Tianjin Higana?
No, it was like... Kachsaki... Temple.
It was
like Kaksuki Temple. It was something bad. So we went in there and they have all these little posts which were lanterns. They look like the board thing.
Like thousands.
You could like look like you wanted to punch them all
like
the papers
out. Like a cemetery,
out.
Yeah, almost.
Yeah, so we go up there and there's this temple on the big hill and just in time to see the ceremony. We should probably describe the ceremony.
Okay.
We heard gongs and drums,
and we saw these people marching in a line in different colored robes and women and
yeah, there was
funny,
like 20 people in a row,
things.
And everybody was like,
shh, we're talking.
And we were like crunching and flicking our hands. Oh, look at look on that! They're like, shut up! Gaijin ga! Gaijin da!
Gaijin ja!
That's outside in person.
And.
So we
followed started playing
them.
This funky music like,
wah, like wah. I actually have some of the music and I'm going to insert it into the podcast. It's about 2 minutes long, so feel free to fast forward. Ready, set, go.
And during this time they brought sacrifices of oranges and apples I saw to the gods. And they
there's bread and things and like that.
Sake, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Gods need the sake.
Hi. So we listened to music, which you just listened to. And it was interesting.
It
we
was
watched
interesting.
It for about
it was
5 minutes.
After
then we
a
felt
while.
Like we needed to leave because we were like too supportive of this stuff by being there.
Hi.
Being Christians, it's not very good to be there. Just enough to see how pagan they are. Anyways, we left there and we went up to some other temples they have. They have this one that overlooks the valley.
Yeah, that was
there
nice.
There was like 10. Whatever.
I must say, all these were free today that we went to, so that was good.
Yeah. And that was like another mile walk. Up to this other one you can Hi. See for a long way.
And then we saw the largest wooden structure in the whole world.
I guess so. It's old,
it
too.
It was large.
It was very large.
Other than that, it wasn't anything spectacular.
No, it looked like all the other ones, but really big.
Big.
I guess all these are very asymmetrical. I still get confused with the Shinto shrines versus the Buddhist temples. But
I
we just usually go by which
Well, they all
charges.
Do similar stuff. They all ring the bell and yank the donkey and...
pull the cord.
I don't know.
Pull the chain.
Clap and jingle the coins. I don't know. Hopefully no one's walking around. Anyway. What can you say?
Yeah. I just remember how much it reminds me of, like, Asherah and Baal and all those pagan religions in the Bible. And it reminds me of Jeremiah mocking...
The deer got away from the temples. There were no deer.
Yeah, they stayed away from the temples.
They stayed away from
like,
them.
They knew better. Jeremiah mocked all these little gods and said, oh, look at these gods. They need you to carry them around. How are they going to help you? Or like the ones to the unknown god. Like, if you don't even know his name, how is he going to, like, you know, be able to do anything? You know, and they are, you know, demiurges and spiritual things. So, because
right.
we're going to talk about
Let's
this other
wrap
temple.
It up.
You want to talk about the other thing from last
do
night?
What did we do last night?
It was a Funari.
Oh, the Fushimi?
Fushi, Tenari.
Oh, Fushi Inari.
Fushi Inari. Inari.
Fushimi Inari.
Taisha.
Yeah, that means shrine.
Yeah, okay, so there's like 1,000 gates that go up the mountain. Mountain.
For 2 hours.
For
long.
2 hours up the mountain. Mountain. An afternoon mountain.
We started, I don't know what time we started, but it took us 2 or 3 hours to start.
It felt like, you know, gloomy cemetery, evil darkness all the way up there. Even the guidebook said, bring a friend, because it's
yeah,
pretty eerie.
Yeah, it was eerie, and there were spiders everywhere.
And yeah, and it was dark.
Mountain crabs.
Creepy. There was mountain crabs all
which
over there, walked sideways.
Cool.
They were. We did a little video.
And a dead lizard, which is sad.
We found a dead salamander.
Something was wrong with it. I don't know what was wrong with it.
Hike, which
anyway.
Was pretty cool.
So we started our hike up the mountain. We did climb a mountain on our trip.
Yeah. It took a long time.
It took a long time.
It was like 4 kilometers.
And then at the top
walk.
Of the mountain, you can't see anything, which is disappointing.
Yeah. If you go to this shrine, which I don't recommend you going to, just because it's dark. But if you do go...
It was interesting.
It was interesting to go. If you're going to go look at shrines, I would say go. But if you go, there's the first vista where you can see over the city. And then, like, you know, after, like, you know, a couple more minute walk, you can... there's another really good vista of the whole town.
Yeah.
And I would say turn around there. It's not worth to go the whole loop. You get all the way to the top of the darn thing and you can't see anything.
It's like a gigantic shrine.
There are these shrines everywhere. What are those shrines like?
Oh, look at that. What is that? Oh, it's a duck. I'm sorry. It looked like a fish that was popping on the water. Anyway, sorry.
What are the shrine like? Okay, obviously we have the Vermilion Gates.
The shrines are these big torii, which is that whenever you think of Asia, the sign you think for Asia, those big, like, curse of up, stroke across, curse of down, orange Vermilion Gates.
Oh, the gates. Yeah, they're two vertical poles with a horizontal pole over the top.
Almost over the top of them. Height. They're about 20 feet tall. Oh, you want to talk about the actual shrines
all
the way
up. And then they have writing on one side of the gate, so you read the writing on the way down in black letters.
So you know which way you're going, I think.
I didn't know what it said, but no. And then it's orange all the way up. Which is, I did some videos of that that came out really cool.
Those are cool.
Height. And so we go up there, and there's all these little shrines.
Along the way. And you keep Inari thinking shrines. It's going to be a waterfall, and it's a shrine.
So what's an Inari?
An Inari is a Shinto shrine.
It's also... You remember which creature was in
Inari? Oh, the Inari's a fox.
Hi.
They have foxes guarding everything.
Every
foxes,
temple.
And they're there for guard the key to the storehouse for
so
sake
the grain.
And grain. And
hi. And they're kind of evil looking.
They are evil looking.
It's very. I felt like it was very angry.
It was
bitter
angry about something.
Strong spirituality there. I mean, I felt really like gross spiritually.
I felt it got scarier
while.
The whole way you got went up.
The further you got, the scarier.
There's like
little,
people
got.
Living up in those places with like 10 cats and stuff running around. And
yeah,
it's
there
like,
were cats wandering. It was very.
It was eerie.
I don't know how you could be there all the time.
No. We did. It was very misty when we
so
were
we
there.
Tried to find this waterfall, which is actually ended up just being a stream that kind of came together. And we walked around forever looking for it.
Yeah, it was not
that
a big
a waste.
Deal. Oh, well.
So eventually we found our way back down.
Yep.
That's
we're,
about
our
it.
Legs were killing us.
Hi.
And then we went to go look for... Do we want to keep going?
Yep, we're fine.
Okay. So there's supposedly this good super cento. Have we talked about centos yet?
I don't remember, but we can talk about them right now.
Okay.
Since we're more experienced with them.
Yes,
because we went
to
a sketchy one yesterday after the shrine. The best thing to do after a good mountain hike is go to a sento, S-E-N-T-O.
Which is a Japanese public bath.
The ideal ones are onsen, which are springs, but we don't know any of those
springs.
Around here. Maybe
right.
up in the mountains.
We need to go up to the mountains to go to one. No. Maybe we'll go to one tomorrow if we don't go to Kobe.
Hi.
Anyway.
So we went to a super sento, which was closed until the 24th.
They gave us free towels, though, for coming all the way.
Hey. Then we tried to go to one in Tokyo Tower, but
that
floor,
could
you couldn't even get to
find
that floor.
It. The floor was closed off.
The floor was closed.
Then we went to another one close to our...
Kyoto Station.
And
yeah, just east of there. And
we waited for like 5 minutes for the lady to come up and check us in,
like
and no
minutes.
One came.
No one was even there
this
anyway.
These old guys came out and started talking to us in Japanese.
About
and
money,
like,
and I'm like, I'm not, I don't know.
This looks ghetto, man.
It was ghetto looking,
ghetto,
you
ghetto,
know.
Ghetto.
It was like my high school
locker room,
and it was not good.
so we
left there.
Finally found one open that was like 3 blocks from where our Ryokan is.
It was sketchy too.
Well, when we first entered, I'm like, oh, this will be okay.
Immediately it has the guy and the girl Ona sign, and we both went in the guy one. There's like a naked guy standing right there, and I'm like, oops, Tracy-san, you don't want to see this. So we have to run it back out, and the woman's there, and there's like a desk right between the women and the men, so whoever's at the desk can see everything in both sides
the
of the
sento.
She had a good peep show of all the guys, because there's like, you can see all the way in.
Normally you're off in some, through some doors and stuff, way off like locker rooms.
Yeah.
This is just like out in the open, that was like just a wall between the men and the women.
Yeah.
Because I was yelling over to you, I was ready to leave.
Yeah.
I was like,
this is ghetto. Anyways, they're not usually ghetto. If you go to the ones that are recommended at
yeah.
the tourist
Let's
information
talk about,
center.
Should we talk about our first experience with the Sento, the Funaka one?
Funaka? Okay, yeah. It's
just so we get general.
That was
overview.
Probably one of the best ones.
That was my favorite. Just
this
because
is
the
why
whole
we
experience
it.
Was new.
This is how it's supposed
all
to be.
All we knew is that it was something like a hot tub and you go sit in it.
Right.
That's all we knew.
So let's tell them about the experience at Ascento. Okay. How does it work? You walk in the door.
And then if you didn't bring anything like soap or
you
towel.
You have to take your shoes off,
of course, and put them in lockers.
What's special about the locker?
It has a wooden key.
They have wooden keys. They're like little bricks, and you push it in, and the door opens. So you lock your keys in there, and you take the wooden key.
And then you go and talk to the old lady, usually, who's running the place.
Your Yango, Neki, Honda, blah, blah, blah. You don't know Japanese. Please help me. I'm a stupid gaijin stuff.
Yep.
And they give you soap and towel.
Soap and towel if you didn't bring your own.
All right. And so how much is it usually?
Around $3.50. $5 probably average.
Yeah, per person.
Yeah.
And they say... Arigato. If you pay them, and then you go to your separate rooms. It's separated.
It's separated by men and women because everyone's naked.
Absolutely.
Completely naked.
People try to cover up themselves, but there's no covering up. There's no way to hide because there's so many people.
The average age in these places is
like 55.
Like 70. Well, I guess if you average them out.
There were 70s. It's like between 50 and 70.
Most of the women there are like 60 or 70. Some of those women got to be over 100, but I don't know.
Oh, really? The guys are all around 50.
But you probably get more business women. The women, you get old women there. Probably who don't have kids anymore. Or young women who don't have kids either.
They don't know what to do.
Anyway, we digress.
Okay, so you go in the first room, which has... what's that room look like?
Oh, it's got bamboo mats on the floor, mirrors, lockers.
It has more lockers. This is where you unload your stuff.
Yes, you get a little basket, wicker basket or plastic basket. With also a locker, which has a rubber band lock on it.
It's like a 10-gallon basket. And you put your stuff in the basket.
You put all your stuff in the basket.
And you keep out your soap and your towel and your shampoo, if you have it, and your key. And so now you're buck naked.
You're buck naked and you don't know what to do. I was like, where do I go?
I look around and everyone else is staring at you, because you're a gaijin.
They don't speak any English. So I'm just there's all these signs in Japanese and everyone's staring at you.
You're the only white
naked.
Person, too. Yeah. I've never seen a white person before, in person.
So
do you just go get in the tub?
No. That's a bad thing to do.
Okay, what do you do next?
You go get a bucket.
You get a bucket.
You put all your stuff in the bucket.
You put your cap in the bucket.
And then you walk over and you get a stool.
Hi. And if you're a woman, what else do you do? Your hair.
Oh, I put my hair up after I wet it.
Oh, you wet your hair, then you put it up.
I shampoo my hair, then I put it up. Because the point is not to let your hair, free flow in the tub.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
That would make sense.
Most women have short hair.
Some people have dirty
hair. I was,
the
only person with long hair, so.
Right. They said you can use your key.
I put it up. Because I didn't want to be polite.
They say you can use your key?
Yeah, your key has a rubber band on it, so
you
it's
can
like
use
a hair
it as
tie.
A tie up your hair if you're a woman and have long
hair.
Right.
So.
Okay, first step is the shower.
The shower, which is about as tall as your knees, maybe, or?
It's probably waist high.
Waist high. So you obviously cannot stand and shower.
All right, it's got a hot and a cold near your feet. Little faucets.
Faucets, yeah.
A hot cold, hot one and a cold one. And you have a little tiny bench you sit on, which is almost a foot tall.
Yes.
And there's a hole in the middle, which I don't know what that's for, but you can imagine.
I hope not.
If you gotta go, you gotta go,
That's nasty.
I didn't see anyone do that.
No. And,
or sometimes they have these little tiny benches.
Yeah, I've had benches on mine that you bring. Little plastic benches you carry.
The benches, I don't think, have holes in them.
No, they don't.
No. Just the bucket seats do.
Right.
Okay. So, I usually throw my towel over the little... There's a shower head that comes off the wall that has a hose.
Yeah,
it's like
Japanese
a detachable
style shower.
Yeah, it's only waist high. So, you sit down there. I wet myself down.
Yep.
And then you lather yourself, the whole body. You got the old guys, man, they get down on the floor as they're lathering themselves.
You need to get yourself
completely white foamed
Some
up.
Some people are rolling around on the floor.
They're so soaked up, they're just woo! And they use their towels to kind of get every little bit. They're turning it.
It's funny.
It is funny. You look at them, you're you're weird. They're you're weird. Oh my gosh, they're weirdos.
Anyway. So, once you get soaked up...
You probably
wonder
why anyone would want to do this.
Yeah, it doesn't sound that
But actually, that shower part's, really
the
fun.
The shower part's fun. I don't know why.
Because everyone's just, really all lathered up, hardcore, I don't know.
I don't know. It's good.
So, then you can, before you lather yourself up, you're also allowed to take the bucket. You're supposed to use the bucket to fill up
with water and pour it on yourself.
Yeah, you can also dip the bucket if it doesn't have soap on it in one of the tubs and then dump it.
Yeah,
on
that's
the
to
you're allowed to
acclimate
do that.
Yourself to the tub.
Yeah, so I usually would like fill up after I'm done lathering myself. I take the stuff out of my little tub, like my key and my soap and stuff. And then I fill it with water from the faucets at my feet. I usually hold both of them down so they mix because the hot's hot.
Yeah,
and
the hot's
cold.
Is hot. It's not hot shower water. It's hot boiling water.
It's like almost boiling.
Yeah.
It's like it'll burn you.
Yeah.
And then you dump it on yourself to wash yourself off.
Hey.
Yeah. So once you're all cleaned off finally, and you're at one of the recommended Sentos.
Yeah, definitely go to a recommended,
go to the recommended one
that has multiple tubs.
Because the area neighborhood ones can be kind of crappy.
Just like
sketchy.
One tub or two tubs.
Yeah. And what did you like about the first one?
The first one, my favorite part was the outdoor bath, which was like a beautiful wooden tub. And because it's outdoors, it has steam rising off of it. It just has a little mouth faucet with like a lion and water's pouring into it calmly.
Yeah.
And then you lay in the wooden tub and you're outside and the steam is rising off. And it had a nice garden and pagoda. Pagoda.
The men one were made of this dark marble stone and it had waterfalls pouring into them. And one was really hot and the steam's running. Mm. And it did have a little waterfall with the dragon's mouth, the Shinto purifying water dragon. And then there was a cold one right next to it, which was really cold.
We didn't have that, or else I didn't notice.
Yeah. There's also was a sauna outside.
Yeah, I missed the sauna, too. Yeah. That would have been cool outside.
I did the outside ones most of the time. You just sit there
they
and you
so
soak.
Nice.
The point of the Sento is to soak. You wash up, and then you soak.
You soak.
Ah.
Unfortunately, we didn't get to ride an elevator naked because the one closed.
Yeah,
it was
the
closed.
Gangsters.
That was supposed to have the Yakuza people that
Yakuza
you ride the elevator
gangsters.
Naked up to the top floor.
You can recognize them by their tattoos, I suppose. Okay, so that
anyway,
one, there's
that
not,
one is highly
there's actually lots of tubs in a Sento, traditionally.
Yes.
Except for the crappy
we talk
ones.
About the different types of tubs?
Yes. Well, go by the ones we know first.
Sometimes we didn't.
Or whatever.
At the second Sento, which is also pretty good. I got first into the electroshock tub.
Seriously?
And I didn't realize it was electroshock until all of a sudden I was sitting there shaking.
There's this row around it that has circled tubes where it shoots electricity through the water.
Yeah.
And
it's
it electrocutes
like
your muscles.
Eel. It's like electric eels.
You put your hand in it and it's like dun 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 dun.
I realized it when I first got
in,
something was funny. And then I sat in it for maybe like a few seconds and I was like, this is not right.
I put my leg in there. I'm like, this is wrong. And then I put my hand in. It was like, Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z. I couldn't like put my hand in because it was like shaking from the electricity running through my hand.
We recommend not going in that tub.
I'm not hardcore. If you're crazy and you want to like brain damage,
some crazy people were sitting in
damage.
It for like 10 minutes. I was like, ooh, something's gonna be
off
about
that. Yeah, that was crazy. They also
it doesn't warn you unless you can read Japanese at that tub.
Yeah, you gotta look for the little row. It's like one strip around the inside of the tub that has these little circles and where it shoots electricity.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then there's also the normal hot tubs.
The normal ones that are really hot.
Really hot.
And
then you have your tea bag tub, which is like a reddish color. It has
yeah,
a gigantic
I don't know
tea
what kind of
or
tea.
Minerals.
It's some mineral
some
water.
Mineral water.
It's like red. Water. And you go and you can soak in there.
I thought that was nice.
I think you're supposed to shower after you do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I did a shower afterwards just because I didn't want to carry the mineral over to the other bath.
A lot of people, after they soak for a little while, go and shower again.
I do that, too.
And then they go back in another tub. They also have ones that are white foamy.
The white
foam bubbles.
Awesome.
I didn't get to try that one yet.
It was good. It's supposed to be good for your face. There's this old lady who had followed us from the bus stop and was talking
she
to
was
us
crazy.
A mile a minute in Japanese and just
and we're like,
to,
I don't understand Nihongo
she
Akimasu.
She kept trying to tell me what to do when I got into the... she like followed me around naked. Like this old lady, naked lady's dragging me around and I'm naked. And I'm like, just like talking to me and I'm like, I don't know what you're saying, but we're both naked and walking around together.
Nice to meet you.
She brought me a stool because I was sitting in a bucket, and apparently that was not the right thing to do at the second place.
There are buckets that have holes in them, and there are normal buckets that don't have holes.
Yeah, and she told me to go into this foamy bath one, which was very nice. Hi. So if you get back to that one, do that one, definitely.
Yeah. The second one was the Gokoju.
Gokoju
one,
on Gojo Street.
Which had two floors.
Yeah,
that had the electric
second
bath
floor
there.
Was a sauna. Which was
the sauna was really nice.
A nice
wooden
sauna
walls.
And a super hot sauna.
I didn't go in the super hot one.
I didn't either, but that's what it said.
There was
the
an
book.
Old guy in there doing yoga. Yogi or whatever.
And they had a TV in there so you could watch, like, Japanese cooking show, which is pretty cool while you're in the sauna.
I was going from the sauna to the cold tub to the
hot
tub.
Yeah, I almost jumped in the cold tub directly, but everyone warned me not to.
It's so cold.
You're supposed to pour the cold water onto you so you get acclimated before getting in.
It's bad either way. It is really cold. What I did is I go hot, cold to get you numb, because I used to go polar bearing in Michigan.
Yeah.
Like Michigan in the winter, and you cut the ice out and you go to the sauna.
Yes.
If you do it really quick, then you get numb and you can do it.
Yes.
But you have to do it. So the very first time I got in really slow, but other than that. And then after I was done, I'd go soak in the hot tub a little bit more.
And they also had an outdoor spa up there that was pretty nice.
I like the outdoor.
It wasn't as nice as the first one outdoor.
I didn't realize it was outdoors.
The ceiling was open on our side.
Our ceiling was
not. Because you could see the air was cold.
Yeah. So that's...
And yesterday was the ghetto sauna, ghetto cento, where it was just two tubs.
Yeah.
So ghetto.
Well, there was two hooked together, and then there was a cold tub.
Yeah, we didn't have a cold tub in ours even.
Oh.
So.
Okay, so when you're done, you go bathe again.
Soap yourself up again.
Yeah. Which actually is enjoyable.
Enjoyable.
That's one of my favorite parts.
I liked it for like 5 to 10 minutes afterwards.
I did too. I just like to sit there. And I stopped using the shower head and just started using the faucets mostly.
I do too mostly. The shower head's too hot.
I know it's not many people use the shower head.
I like to use the coldness.
It's nice to get wet really quick. But most people just like to dump the water on them and use the faucets at your feet.
Yeah.
Like, I notice if you run the hot water faucet, it's only like a foot off the ground, it'll heat up the tile on the floor.
Ooh.
And then I put my foot on it.
You're so smart.
I know. It'll heat up the floor in like 2 seconds. That's how hot it is. And you can like barely touch the floor. Yeah.
Yep, and then you get...
Okay, so now you gotta get out. Now you're dry.
You need to dry yourself before you go into the locker
room. You dry yourself off before you go on
to
the bamboo mat.
You don't
want
to be dripping wet water
all
over the mat.
They'll all yell at you and look at you. Stupid gaijin da.
Yeah.
Hi. And you go get your shoes back on, and then you you go outside and you're like...
We don't have any products with us, so we just put our clothes back on. Oh, yeah. It's so good after you're done.
Do you remember what the symbol for cento looks like? I learned one kanji symbol. This is it.
It looks like an octopus.
Yeah. It's like a four-legged octopus, or like a table with a ball on it. And if this octopus person is holding a stick that has bamboo leaves at the top in its right hand.
Hi.
That's the kanji for cento. So look for that and you'll be all set.
Cento.
Cento.
Hi.
Well, so you think that
should
wrap that
up? Today we'll save our eating adventure. We're going to talk about our eating adventure from last night.
What was our eating adventure?
The sushi bar. Crazy Japanese people.
Let's talk about him. I know it's long, but this is a good one.
Okay.
That guy was crazy. Bill.
We were walking around downtown Kyoto last night.
In an arcade.
To find somewhere to eat.
Karawa,
sushi.
Sumi.
So we found a sushi place that was empty except for two people.
Oh, it was ghetto.
It was kind of ghetto.
It was okay looking, but the people never really sketchy.
They didn't have many prices on the menu, so we kept asking them prices
before
we sat down.
Menu.
His prices were okay, so we went and sat down.
First.
Yeah, we asked first.
So, what is different about the sushi restaurant besides the guy is really pushy?
They clean the counter off in front of you and put all your food on that countertop.
No table.
No
cups.
They just
plates,
wipe it down.
And
people have been eating there all day, and they just wipe it down and put your sushi on there.
Which is sketchy.
Yeah, it's sketchy.
And the guy's like telling us like.
So we order like some maguro and some.
Normal tuna.
Makyo and.
Nigiris.
Nigiris, little rice balls with a slice
piece
of pizza.
Meat on the top.
Meat on the top. And the guy's like, no chopsticks. He keeps
we're like,
telling us.
Okay.
Okay.
And then he's like, no chopsticks.
No chopsticks?
And we're like, okay.
Okay.
Then he's like, dip it in the soy sauce. I'm like, no, it's okay. And then
he's
he picks it up.
He's
like fondling our sushi we're about to eat.
That we're about to eat like five times.
Yeah, at least five times.
He's like, you just dip the meat in the sushi.
He picks it up and puts it down. He's like, look. He's like, I can show you. I'm like, stop touching it already. Oh my gosh.
Anyway.
I didn't want to eat it after he fingered it so
I know.
Much.
Just said I didn't down it.
I just choked it. I ate the one that he touched.
Yeah, I know you did.
I know you planned it. You ate the other one really quick. I saw it.
Anyway, so we could order some. And he tells us sometimes he's like, no soy sauce and wasabi. I'm like, I want to put wasabi on all
I
this
know.
Stuff.
He was insisting that we eat it with our hands, which is the correct Japanese style for sushi, I guess.
I guess.
I admit that.
I don't know.
That not very many people do it that way.
No. He was hardcore.
He wanted us to have the experience.
I think so.
Anyways, after this guy's pushing us so much, there's Bill.
Bill.
Kanpai! Our foot, Mitsy Bishi! Hotel California!
Okay. I don't even know how we started talking to him. Somehow we got on that we were from Chicago or something.
And you guys talking about the Bulls.
And the Bears. And
he didn't speak English hardly.
Not really. He was probably like 50-something.
He knew like 100 words.
There's these two military buddies.
Yeah, they're drunk at the bar.
And so they bend up, they buy us some sushi.
It's like smashed up tuna like, with a raw egg on it.
Yeah, the guy's like, here's a present from them. And it was this smashed up tuna with a raw quail egg on it. And I'm like,
Thank you. It was like, I did not want to eat it.
I did not want to eat it either. We were avoiding the raw egg sushi the whole time.
I'm like, I probably just want to see if we eat it.
Thank you. And then I ate it. It was okay. I wouldn't order it again.
I didn't want it. I still don't want it. I'm going to choke it up.
I just downed some beer after that to make sure it went down.
Yeah, and then he bought us a round of beers.
Because...
he just wanted to.
Yeah, and then we told him that we had gotten engaged, and he's like, oh, Kanpai. And he came over and shook our hands. And
he just wanted to keep talking and shows our pictures. And
yeah, he got all his military pictures, and his buddy, military buddy was there.
And he just loved us. He just thought we were the greatest thing ever.
At first, when he started buying us stuff, I thought he was in the Yakuza. Because he's, like, pointing at this little pin on his jacket. I was like, what is that? And then he's like, it's in Mitsubishi. It's a car company.
I didn't even think about that.
At first, I was like, this guy must be Yakuza or something.
But we just figured he had, like, a large per diem or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. So anyway, that was
sketchy.
They
did buy us some nice salmon that had... That was, like, the best there. That salmon piece they had.
The roasted salmon.
Yeah, the roasted salmon one.
Tracy loves roasted
salmon. I love
salmon
the salmon that's lightly toasted, torched. It's so good.
Hi.
So good.
Making me hungry.
I know. I might have to have sushi again tonight.
Yeah. Somewhere not so sketchy.
Somewhere not so sketchy.
Hi.
We need to look at our guidebook. Even the conveyor belt sushi was not as sketchy.
Yeah.
So we chatted with them because we had to drink the second round of beers that they had bought us because we can't just leave.
I know. I felt bad even getting the check, but you gotta go.
Yeah.
We had to get out of there.
It was cheap, though. We got a cheap meal out of that.
$25 for both of us.
$25 for four beers and a lot of sushi.
Hype.
Well,
since it's long, do you want to mention anything about the internet cafe and then that'll be the end?
The one that we normally go to?
There's several that we like.
We like these Japanese-style media cafes, they're called. Which, not Lulu's, it's just regular.
No.
Popeye's is our favorite.
We went to one in
It's like a whole Uji underground
today.
City underneath.
Inara.
And Nara was nice too today.
And then there was the other one that was kind of sketchy.
But they're all called media cafes.
What kind of person would go there?
College student who likes comic books and video games.
Heck yeah.
Any boy that likes comic books and video games. It's like their heaven.
An anime. You go down there.
There's a whole library of anime that you can just pay and sit and read anime.
Yeah. It's like you go down there and there's
usually
little stalls.
Underground.
It's dark. It's a little bit. They do have a spot where you can get free drinks.
It's very futuristic. It's like white tunnels. Lights on them sometimes.
Fancy lights. One of them had like a water tank with bubbles that are rising like champagne.
So you have an option of rooms you can go into. We always go into the open internet room because it's cheapest. And just an open room of computers.
Other ones have TVs and
games. Some have massage chairs you can pay for, your private room with massage chair and dark lighting.
Yeah.
Tanning, showers, free drinks, which is my absolute favorite part, I realize.
Non-alcoholic.
It's like vending machine drinks, but it's like all kinds of hot drinks and cold drinks.
Yeah, caramel macchiato, latte,
matcha,
juices, Japanese,
teas,
whatever.
All kinds of weird Japanese drinks. So
they
love
vending machines
in Tokyo
and Japan.
I tried five drinks last time. I was like, I want to taste all these drinks.
Yeah. I mean, vending machine is the way to go in Japan. There's one in every corner. There's some that have just liquor, too, and they're called liquor shops.
And the bathrooms there are really nice, too. They're, like, bright white and have fancy toilets that are heated and have different buttons you can push.
Yeah.
Anyway, I like those.
So we paid for internet access, and that was probably the best way for us to get our
stuff
done.
Yeah, because we get drinks and...
Tracy actually liked it a lot.
I do like it.
It was fun.
It's fun to go in there.
We went to one just like it today in...
today was nice.
In Nara.
You could pay for a half hour, too, which is reasonable.
Yeah. Which is just enough time for me to download my videos.
Yeah.
Under my USB key.
Then you got a private room there. That was nice. I'll see you next week.
Oh, there goes a train over there.
Whoops.
Well, I think we need to go catch our train.
We do need to go catch our train.
So it's been a pleasure speaking to you.
Time to go soapy ourselves up.
In the Sento.
Hi.
And then maybe some Japanese cuisine of We had takatsu.
I'm done with takatsu.
Yeah, those other things. There's like udon. We haven't had shabu shabu yet.
I'd like to do that one time.
We should probably try that.
It's expensive. That's the only
reason. Sushi.
Maybe
sushi.
Kobe.
I don't know.
Want some Kobe beef.
Ramen. They have really fancy ramen noodles. We'll talk about food another
time. We'll talk about food another time.
So thanks for listening. This is Uji. Ungi.
Ujai.
Like Ujai breathing.
Peace out.
And we'll see you next time. Domo arigato gozaimasu.
Gozaimasu.
Sayonara.